A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take Time for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Yung Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Yud Gimel Amud Beis, Erevin 13b, pagination page 26. Famous Gemara. We'll start in the small lines towards the top of the page. The last four lines of the small lines. The first word on the line is Ka'ovid, and then we begin. Amar Rav Abba Omar Shmuel. Rav Abba said in the name of Shmuel, Shalosh Shanim Nechluku Beishamay Beis Hillel. There were 3 years that Beishamay and Beis Hillel argued. In other words, there was a substantial, like a roaring machlekes between Beishamay and Beis Hillel. Apparently, not just on one issue, but on many issues, the different things that Beishamay and Beis Hillel argued. You'll remember that Hillel and Shammai, even though they had differences of approach, famously illustrated in the Gemara in Shabbos, where the potential convert came and Shammai sent them away because he had all kinds of conditions, and Hillel accepted him and worked it out, and eventually the convert came to the realization that his conditions were silly and he accepted Torah without conditions. So there are differences of approach, but the students, the academies of Shammai, the academy of Hillel, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, there was a raging argument for 3 years. Halalu omrim halacha kimosenu. These said that the halacha is like us. Halalu omrim halacha kimosenu. And these said that the opinion is like us. Yatsa baskova omra. A voice from heaven came out and said, Elu ve'elu divrei Elokim chayim. These and those, they're the words of the living God. You're both on target of understanding Torah the way you're supposed to understand it. Humans are not supposed to always be saying, Hashem's supposed to give us the Torah now again from Sinai and tell us what to do. Rather, they're supposed to inculcate themselves with the wisdom of Torah and then see where it takes you. What conclusion can you prove from Torah itself? Hashem put Torah in charge, so to speak. Hashem says, you're both right. But the halacha is going to be like Beis Hillel. In this world, you can only do one. So you follow Beis Hillel. We're on the first of the wide lines. Asks the Gemara, being that we have both of them being the words of the living God, Hashem says, you're both right. It would be legitimate to follow either of you. So why did Beis Hillel merit that the halacha is like them? And the Gemara answers, because they're, how exactly to translate, but they're calmer, let's say. They're more willing. Va'aluvim, and they're patient. V'shonim divrayim v'divrei Beis Shammai. And when they taught their opinion and the opinion of Beis Shammai. They didn't just teach their opinion. Rashi makes an observation here regarding the famous Gemara in Brachas, whether you have to lay down by nighttime Shema, because the Pasuk says, B'shachbecha, when you lay down, uvikumecha, and when you get up, do you have to be standing by daytime Shema? Beis Shammai said yes, Beis Hillel said no. So Rashi quotes, Beis Hillel omrim kol adam kore kedarko, everybody reads it the way they want, shenema uvalechtecha baderech, the way you're going on the way. There's no requirement to lay down or to stand up. However it is, it's fine. As long as the time table is imkein lama nema b'shach b'cho v'kumecha, why does it say when you go to sleep and when you wake up? B'sha'ah shederach b'nei adam shochvim u'b'sha'ah shederach b'nei adam omdim. At the time that people go to sleep, at the time that people are getting up. So you see that Beis Hillel was concerned with the pasuk that Beis Shammai uses to prove his point. Beis Hillel feels obligated to explain that pasuk and not just to negate Beis Shammai's opinion. They don't just say, Beis Shammai's wrong, here's how to do it. Instead, they incorporate Beis Shammai in the explanation, which is apparently, according to the Gemara, a dramatic increase in proper and good behavior. Also, a more contemporary observation, whether the Gemara meant this or didn't mean this, but in group dynamics, when you have a dissenting opinion, one approach is to negate the dissenting opinion. Let's take a vote. You've outvoted 4-3. No, you're wrong! Or a more mature approach. Again, I don't know if the Gemara meant this, and I don't know how Beis Shammai did or didn't do, but what I believe is a simple lesson that's certainly true to extrapolate from the Gemara is you have to write up the dissenting opinion. Even nowadays, the Supreme Court has come to that conclusion, right? You have to write up the dissenting opinion. You have to incorporate the dissenting opinion on the board, cannot just be disregarded. Otherwise, you're not going to have an institution. It has to be incorporated. Beis Hillel went out of their way to explain Beis Shammai. Again, I don't want to knock out Beis Shammai. They were tremendous, and I'm sure they took into account Beis Hillel's arguments, but Beis Hillel went out of their way to really explain that they're accommodating Beis Shammai in their logic, and they understand, I know what you're talking about. There was a Jew in Muncie who was a businessman, but he knew Kala Tarakula, he knew straight through all of Shas on his fingertips. So by the Shiva, I heard a story, just commonplace, it's so simple. Someone came over to him and told him that the halacha is in a certain way, and he could prove it like a certain taisvis. And this man, Reb Hirsch, said, I know which taisvis you mean, and that's not pshat in the taisvis. I know where you're coming from. I'm not just disregarding you. I know exactly what you mean. And then you proceed and explain how it works. Good. Says the Gemara, not only that, v'shonim divrayim v'divrei Beis Shammai, they say their words and the words of Beis Shammai. Continue, v'lo od, and not only that, alishamakdimim divrei Beis Shammai ledivrei hen. When they say it over, they always make sure to give precedence to Beis Shammai. They say over Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as if Beis Shammai is greater, which, according to the Gemara in a different place, they were. Beis Shammai was far wiser and sharper and whatever. But the halacha is not like them. Ka'osa shashaninu, here's an example. Misha yerosha v'ruva b'sukkah, a person who's mostly in the sukkah, v'shulchana b'soch habayis, but his table is in the house, and we're worried that he's going to lean out of the sukkah. He's partially out of the sukkah. He's leaning out of the sukkah. He might lean out of the sukkah. Beis Shammai posna. Beis Shammai says he's not yotze the mitzvah of sukkah. Beis Hillel machshirim. And Beis Hillel says it's good. Beis Shammai first. Amru Beis Hillel leBeis Shammai. Beis Hillel said to Beis Shammai, Lakacha yemaisa. Didn't you remember the story? Don't you remember the story? Shalchu ziknei Beis Shammai v'ziknei Beis Hillel. That the elders of Shammai went with the elders of Hillel. That's the way Beis Hillel talks. My esteemed colleague. And apparently Hashem wanted that Torah should be codified in such a way. You'll remember the students of Rabbi Akiva died out because they didn't respect each other enough. All the Mefarshim say they certainly weren't disrespectful, because that would be the wrong wording. Shelo nagu kavod, they didn't honor each other properly, because part of Torah is to be able to honor the colleague's opinion. That's what brings growth, that's what brings honesty, integrity to the table, and it's good midos, it's the right way to study Torah. Good. Let's skip a few lines. Hopefully when we do Sukkah, we'll discuss this case, the argument of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but the Gemara concludes the thought at the end of the line, L'lamedcha, to teach you. When a person lowers himself, Hashem lifts him up. So the person who says, for example, like the Mishnah in Avos, Kablu Daiti, accept my word, I'm the dictator, not allowed to do that. That's wrong. A person lowers himself, So then Hashem raises him, and the halacha is like Beis Hillel, amazing. The Gemara continues, presumably not from the story of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, but continues a number of other things that are opposites. A person raises himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mashpilu, Hashem lowers him. Again, I don't think that has to do with Beis Shammai itself. Beis Shammai weren't evil people. They were great, great people. They weren't Bali Gaiva. They had a different approach, but Beis Hillel kind of outwitted them, so to speak, by being such experts in honoring the other. A person who runs after prestige, Gedula Berachas Mimenu, the prestige runs away from him. V'chala Boreach Mina Gedula, a person runs away from the prestige, Gedula Machzeras Acharov, the greatness runs after him. They say a cute story about a guy who's wondering why he's not becoming great. So he says, you know, I keep running away from it, but it's not working. So they tell him the problem is that you keep looking over your shoulder. So it's not clear whether you're going forward, away from it, or backward towards it. But in any case, a person sincerely runs away, Hashem says, that's my man. V'chala dochik es hashah, a person who pushes the time. It's not time for him yet to shine. And he should just keep preparing and doing his avoda and doing what he's supposed to do. And instead he's pushing because he needs to be in charge. So shah doch kaso, the time pushes him away. A person who patiently waits his time and just looks to serve Hashem, and at the right critical moment when you need my services, I'm here, I'm ready for the call to duty. So then Shah Omedeslo, the time will support him, and eventually he'll be granted the opportunity of greatness. To mention, to a certain extent, this is the Gemara at the end of Hurgis that you probably came across, Rabbah and Rav Yosef, that one of them is the ruler for many years, and the other waits patiently. It's not his time, to the point that he didn't even call the blood letter in the days of blood letters. He didn't call him for a house call. He didn't consider himself a prestigious person. He was a regular citizen until the time when it was correct for him to be. Gemara, very insightful, very practical. Yeshe Koach, have a great day.